Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yisrael Simcha ben Rachel Leah, for Noam ben Leah, and for Noam Simcha ben David Zev, Rachel Batzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that on Mincha and Shabbos, what would they say? What shir would they say? The Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Aleph goes through the different shirim that they would say during the week in the Beis HaMikdash. So what would they say, Mincha and Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, they would say, Az Yashir, Micha Mocha, V'Az Yashir. Rashi explains, Az Yashir, Shiras Hayam Ad Micha Mocha. Micha Mocha, Ad Sofa Shira. So they would split that up into two. First Az Yashir till Micha Mocha, then Micha Mocha till the end of the Shira. And then the Az Yashir, what does that mean? Rashi says, that's the Az Yashir Yisrael Ali Be'er. That's in Bamidbar, Parshas Chukas, in Perek Chaf Aleph. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumidim u'Musafim, Perek Vav Halacha Tes, writes B'Shabbos Hayomer Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. The Shir of Shabbos is Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. The Musaf Rambam says they would say Ha'azinu, and they would split it up into six different prakim. Has Ziv Lach, the Rosh Tevas of Ziv Lach. Of Ziv Lach. And that would be the Musaf. And then they would say, Rambam says a perek every Shabbos, one perek of Hazinu. And then Mincha Shel Shabbos, the Rambam says, they would say Az Yashir Moshe and Micha Mocha. Ad Kan Divrei HaRambam. The Kesef Mishnah wonders on the Rambam that how can the Rambam say that Sasam Akasav V'Mincha She'omer Az Yashir Micha Mocha the Mashma D'Chol Shabbos Omrim Tarti the Eino Kein El Kol Chad B'Shabbos Delay. Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, there on Daf Lamed Aleph, concludes that they would say one of these every Shabbos. In other words, one Shabbos they would say Az Yashir, next Shabbos they would say Micha Mocha, and the third Shabbos they would say Az Yashir from Parshas Chukas, Ali Be'er. Whereas in the Rambam Frek Delecha Mishnah it's Mashma that they would say all three on one Shabbos. The Rambam says, Mincha Shel Shabbos, they say Az Yashir Moshe Micha Mocha, that they say it every week. And it's not true. They only say one of Shabbos, one of these sections of Shabbos. Not, they don't say all the sections on one Shabbos. That's one kasha the Lecha Mishnah asks. The second kasha the Lecha Mishnah asks is that the Rambam omits Ali Be'er. The Rambam only mentions the first two. Why does he omit? He mentions Az Yashir Micha Mocha. He omits Ali Be'er, and he brings it also from the Smag, Tzarech Iyun, because he paskins against Rabbi Yochanan in the Sugya, who says that you say Az Yashir Ali Be'er, and he also paskins against the Sugya that you split it up into three different Shabbosos. The Rambam says you say both Az Yashir and Micha Mocha on the same Shabbos as opposed to splitting it up. In the Sefer Marbe Zikaron of Harav Agon Rav Yaakov David Hamdik Shlita, he is Miyashev, the Rambam Mitoch Hemshech HaSugya. And elsewhere, Rav Hamdik Shlita in his Sefer Eben Neman in Simon Chaf Beis, he is Miyashev, the Rambam, two new ways. And that's what we're going to do in this Shir B'Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to see two Yeshuvim of the Rambam. Number one, the Maharsha writes that there is an inyan miyuchar on Shabbos to say Shirei Moshe Rabbeinu and not Shirei David HaMelech. And therefore, you say Ha'azinu in Musaf, because that's the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Az Yashir in Mincha, because that's the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu, Az Yashir Moshe. However, the Achronim ask on the Maharsha that on Shabbos Shachris, we say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That's Mitoch Sefer Tehillim of David HaMelech. So how can the Maharsha say that we only say Shirim of Moshe Rabbeinu when we say clearly a Shir of David HaMelech, Mizra Shir Yom HaShabbos? However, in the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, it says that David writes his wrote Sefer Tehillim Al Yidei Asara Zekenim Val Yidei Adam Harisham Val Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. So, among other authors of Tehillim were Adam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says Al Yidei Adam Harisham. What did Adam Harisham write? So that's Tehillim Kuf Lamites Gomi Roei Necha V'limayikureyecha Tehillim Kuf Lamites. That's Adam Harisham. Al Yidei Moshe. Rashi says that's Tehillim Tefillah LeMoshe and Tehillim Perek Tzadi. Achadasar Mizmarim Kesidon, and then 11 straight prakim. Rabbeinu Gershom is Mefaresh Al Yidei Adam Harisham is Mizmar Shir LeYom HaShabbos. But Rashi learns differently. Das Rashi is that our Gemara holds, like the Medrash in Tehillim, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 11 prakim from Perek Tzadi until Perek Kuf, and that includes Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, which is Perek Tzadi Beis. And the Bavli doesn't paskin like the other opinion in the Medrash that Adam Arishan wrote Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And be'emes lefi perusha shel Rashi in Sanhedrin kuf yud aleph amid beis, it emerges that there is a gemara mefureshes that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from Perek Tzadi until Perek, at least until Perek Tzadi Gimel, ayin sham in the gemara, and also Rashi in Shavuos naf tesvav amid beis lagabe shir shel pagayim. So rather, according to Rashi, according to the Bavli, Rashi wrote, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote either from Perek Tzadi to Perek Kuf, or at least Perek Tzadi to Perek Tzadi Gimel, but certainly Moshe Rabbeinu authored Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Rabbeinu Gershom argues, and he learns that according to the Bavli, Adam HaRishon wrote this Mizmor, and that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the Asar Zekenim who wrote the Sefer Tehillim. So that's Perek Tzadi, Tefillah LeMoshe. So it's mistabir that what's he going to do with the sugya in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis? He is going to learn the sugya differently. Akopanim, that's Shitas Rabbeinu Gershom. But the Maharsha now is well understood, Lefi Das Rashi and Bava Basra, that the Maharsha said that on Shabbos we say Mizmorim of Moshe. They Vachornim ask on the Maharsha, what about Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos? That's not Moshe. But according to Rashi, that is Moshe. So Kol HaShirim Shalavim Omri Veis HaMikdash B'Shabbos are all Shirei Moshe Rabbeinu. However, one could argue that the Maharsha is not Likuli Alma in the Sugin Maseches Rosh Hashanah, because it's a Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemi in the Braisa, if you say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos Al Shem Yom Shekulo Shabbos Ba'asid, or Al Shem Sheshavos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis Bavra, he's saying it Al Shem the future, or Al Shem the past. So we can say that this is the Machlokas Tanaim, that Rabbi Akiva holds that Adam Arishon said this Mizmor, and he said it Al Shem Nivuoso Al HaAsid, like it says in Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Adam, Samcheni Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'chnisani l'gan Eden, etc. Verani David ben Yishai Moshe lo asid lavo, v'nasadi shevach verani leol b'masav, shenemr masay decha ranein, magodlu masecha Hashem. So Rabbi Kiva holds that Adam Rishon said this Mizmor, and he said it al shem nevuah lo asid, that in the future David HaMelech, there's going to be he showed me David ben Yishai, who makes a mashal to lo asid lavo. And who David ben Yishai, who is the ruler of Asid Lavo, and Adam Harishon gives praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for David HaMelech. So that's the Mizmor Al Shem La Asid Lavo. The Rebbe Nechemia holds that Moshe Rabbeinu said this Mizmor, and he said it L'chavod Shevet Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda, they said Hapam Odes Hashem, like it says in the Medrash. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu said this Mizmor Al Ha'olam HaKayam Ve'eno Medaber Al Ha'asid. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, it goes through each year according to Rabbi Akiva, and then it says Shabbos That's Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So that would stem with the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, that Adam HaRishon said this Al Shem HaAsid. But Rebbe Nechemia argues there, and he says, Shvi Al Shem Sheshavas, because he rested on the seventh day of Bryas HaOlam. So that's Rebbe Nechemia. So he holds, maybe that Moshe Rabbeinu said this Mizmor, L'chvod Shevet Yehuda, that it says in the Medrash, that they said, Hapam Odes Hashem, that they thank Hashem for the present world we have. In other words, that's what it means, Al Shem Sheshavas, that God rested on the seventh day of Bryas HaOlam. In other words, he says this Mizmor on the world that we have now and not on La'asid Lavo. So if so, the Maharsha is Shaykh only according to Rabbi Nechemia, that there's a Kpeda to say Dafka Shirei Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shabbos, because he was Makabel Shabbos and Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all Shirim of Shabbos, Shachris, and Musaf and Mincha are from Moshe Rabbeinu. But according to Rabbi Akiva, this Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos L'chora is from Adam HaRishon. Now Rabbi Yochanan comes and he says that one of the Shirim of Shabbos and Mincha is Az Yashir Moshe Ali Be'er Anula. Now this is Shver, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not one of the people singing this. And the Mefarshim already are Marich to explain where is Moshe Rabbeinu in this famous song. It's a big discussion. It's good Dvar Torah for Parashas Chukas. But Lefi Hachras, so we can say like this, that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos was said Al Shem HaAsid, and Adam Rishon said it and not Moshe, and therefore there's no Hakpada to say Dafka Shira Moshe Rabbeinu on Shabbos. They said Shiras Adam HaRishon, because Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos is Adam HaRishon Dik Lefi the Medrash, and therefore you can say Ali Be'er, which is also not Moshe Rabbeinu said by Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's all Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But L'chri Achras HaBavli, how does the Bavli Paskin? Like Abaye, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Nechemia and not like Rabbi Akiva. That's the Hemshech HaSugya in Rosh Hashanah, Ayin Sham, Daf Lamed Aleph. So it emerges that we don't Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We Paskin like Rabbi Nechemia, as Abaye Paskins, that we have to say on Shabbos only Shirim of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that would mean Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos is a Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu, but not Ali Be'er. Ali Be'er is definitely not Moshe Rabbeinu. So since the Rambam Paskins that way, the Rambam omits Ali Be'er. Ali Be'er is only according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Akiva, that on Shabbos we say Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos, can I get Lasid Lava, which is Adam HaRishon Dik, but we don't Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Abaye and Rabbi Nechemia, that he only say Shirim of Moshe Rabbeinu on Shabbos, and Memela we skip Ali Be'er, and therefore the Rambam Paskin, and so Paskin the Smag, that on Shabbos we don't say Az Yashir Yisrael Ali Be'er, because this Shir was not said by Moshe Rabbeinu. We only say Shirim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that answers the Kasha, at least one of the two kashes of the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah asked, how come on Shabbos, how come the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Gemara that we say Ali Be'er? And now we understand, because you're only allowed to say Moshe Rabbeinu Dikashiram on Shabbos, and Ali Be'er is not included in that category. Okay, so that's one Mahalach to be Miyashiv the Rambam. And the second Mahalach to be Miyashiv the Rambam, says Gaon of Hamnik Shlita, is that the Gemara in Taina says in Tesamar Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan found the Yenuke de Reish Lakish, the Yasiv Amar, the child of Reish Lakish, who was sitting and saying, Yvelis Adam is the Salif Dark of Elishem Lizav Libo, that the foolishness of a person twists his path, and then he gets mad at God in his heart. Rabbi Yochanan was Tameh, he said, is there anything written in the Ksuvim that's not alluded to in the Torah? Rashi says, Velo Ramza Moshe Barais, that Moshe didn't allude to in the Torah, because the Chumash is the Yisod, Rashi says, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and everything you can find in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, you can find in the Chumash. Now, even though this is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, it would appear that our Gemara doesn't paskin like that, because this wasn't said as a member of Bifnei Atzmo, it was just the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan as part of Sipur Dvarim. Ayen sugi bebavakama daf tzadi beis amit beis that Rava was toreach limso psukim betorah l'chol davar shemevi Rabba bar Mari menaksuvim. And in the end, we find a number of psukim that Rava couldn't find the source for in the Chumash. So it's mashma that he's moda l'maskana that there are things that don't have a remez in the Torah. Al kopanim would appear that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and this meisim Maseches Tainis, and the maskana of our sugi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that everything written in the Vayim Ksuvim has a remez in the Torah. However, we paskin not like that, like we see in the Gemara above a Kamet Sadi Beis Amid Beis. This is just a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, but we paskin not like that. We paskin that there are things written in the Ksuvim that don't have a remez in the Torah, don't have a remez in the Chamishu Chumshei Torah. And even though Ein Avir Rashal Chadish Davar, that's Divrei Halacha, Lo B'Shemayimi. But there are Inyani Tochocha and Limud Darkei Chaim that you learn in the Vayim Ksuvim and not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Now the Gemara in Maseches Eruvin in Dalet Amud Aleph and in Nedarim in Hamad Aleph, it says that Rava came to Rav Yosef to ask Mechila on something, and Rav Yosef said to him that he shouldn't sit until he explains in the Pasuk, U'midbar matano matano lachleo machleo bamos, and he said that you have to make yourself like a midbar to learn Torah. Torah is given, then Torah will be given to you as a matana. If you make yourself like a midbar, you make yourself hefker lakol, and then nachaliel, then you're going to be ol legedula, because me nachaliel bamos, ayin sham in the Gemara, hol drasha, v'imegis libo. But if a person has gaiva, then gasus halev, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lower him, shenamar u'bemos hagai, from the high places to the low. But if he goes back, retracts, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift him. Kol Geyina said that the low places are going to become high. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So it emerges then that the opinion of Rava and Rav Yosef is that the Shir of Ali Be'er ends with something bad, with a davar ra, that a Talmud Chacham noifel u'mushbal ve'ein magbim oso. And just a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu in the Nevi'im is menabe that there's still tikva, there's still hope. You can retract, you can go back, you can return, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be magbiya. But the psukim themselves in Chukas N, that the person's megis libo, it's bad, it'll go low. But then Yeshaya says, but you can lift yourself up again. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that like a midi bin avid, lor mizah rice, everything in Nevi'im is merumas in the Torah, this can't be. It can't be that it's only merumas in Yeshaya. It has to be from the Torah. So we have to say one of two. Either he doesn't darshan the psukim of Ali Be'er, like the Gemara does, that concludes with something bad. He says that it can't be, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Or he holds that there's some remez in the parsha that there is tikva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because it's not going to end off with something bad. So then how is Rabbi Yochanan going to understand it? The only way he lifts himself up is the pasuk in Yeshaya. So the answer is, either he doesn't make this whole drasha at all, so it doesn't end with something bad because he doesn't hold of this drasha, or he holds of the drasha and there is something in the parasha itself that's meramis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magbia. And maybe it says at the end of the parasha, v'nishkefal p'nei Yishimon, that Rabbi Yochanan understands this to mean that if he's mashke, if he looks at his maisim, then he can elevate himself above all the shemam, above all the desolation. And if so, according to Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso, we can say the shir of Ali Be'er b'toras shira b'mikdash, that even though it's pasha that you don't say a parsha that finishes with something bad, with a shvir, with a kishalim, with rufin yadayin, with the weakness of hands, with something evil, with something bad, nevertheless he doesn't paskin this way, that there's a falling without any hope. He holds that there is hope. So according to the second Mahalach, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you really can't say this parsha. But we, Paskin, the Bavli Paskins, and again, this is all Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that everything is merumas in the Torah. So it could be that he holds that Ali Be'er is also, there's something in the Torah that tells us in the end it's going to be good. But we paskin kedas habavli. So we have a Gemara Mufureshes that tells us that there's no hope. That there's no hope for the Talmud Chacham in this parsha. until Yeshaya came and he showed Derech HaTikun. Because again, we hold that not everything is Merum is in the Torah. You're not saying that's written in the Navi. It's not in the Torah. So the parasha itself shows us there's no hope. Just in the Navi, we see there's hope. Kol Gei Naseim Chozer Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiah. So according to the Arma Halach, the way we paskin that you can't have something in Navi that's not Merum is in the Torah, there, at the end of this parasha itself, there is no hope. You just get it from somewhere else, from Yeshaya. And if so, we're not going to be metaking this shir in the Beis HaMikdash on a korban, or befrat b'mincha b'shas ratzon mein olam habash. Mincha is the highest, holiest time. So we're not going to say this parsha that puts us in such a bad place. So Rabbi Yochanan, we'll remember, was the one who said to say Az Yashir Yisrael Ali Be'er. And he can say Az Yashir Yisrael Ali Be'er because he can find hope, he can find some hope Merum is in the Torah. But we, who don't find any hope Merum is in the Torah, we can't say this parasha? Mincha and Shabbos? How can we say such a thing? So therefore, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So that those are two ways of explaining why we don't have this Ali Be'er and Nula, why the Rambam doesn't paskin saying Ali Be'er and Nula at Mincha. So, Baruch Hashem, b'si hadid d'shmaya, we saw two new mahalchim in the Rambam. Very few people discuss this Rambam. So it's a schus that we can bring a yishuv to the world, and we give ourselves the baracha that we should be zocha l'modu l'lamed, lishmor v'lasu, so l'kayim is called divrei salmo terasu v'yahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.